Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Welcome into Send It In, presented by BetMGM. Happy Tuesday. It is a teed up Tuesday here on Send It In. We're going to get into some golf. We got another big event this week, the Travelers Championship, as they tee it up in Cromwell, Connecticut. We'll get to that. We also got to talk about the NBA. Obviously, the Boston Celtics winning the NBA championship last night. Never too early to look ahead to 2025. We will do that. And then we'll also talk about the Stanley Cup final. Will the Panthers seal the deal tonight and lift Lord Stanley? We also have Kate Constable join us middle of the show for Model Making Money. And then we got a full slate of baseball today. Two more college games from Omaha, and then a full slate of games in the MLB. We'll dive into all that, give out some best bets. And as always, any questions, comments, thoughts that you guys have throughout the show, let us know. Twitch.tv/BetQL, YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports. And over the next 30 minutes, if you miss any part of the show here on Send It In, we got you covered. You go get the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. Download, listen, rate, subscribe, and review. Let's get this thing going. Glass is in session. Time for some playoff page. And the Boston Celtics hanging banner 18 last night. A really good performance. Jaylen Brown winning finals MVP. Could have gotten a great live in-game price on that. We were wrong with Dallas yesterday. Our handicap was right, though, in the sense that we did like Luka over three-pointers, correlated with Dallas keeping that game tight. Early on in that first quarter, Luka just wasn't hitting his shots. And when he wasn't getting going, you just kind of could tell that it probably wasn't going to be Dallas's night. Kyrie continues to struggle in Boston again. So congrats to the Celtics for being NBA champs. And they are heavily favored to do so again next year. Plus 300 to win the finals and go back-to-back, followed by the Denver Nuggets at plus 750, as you can see on your screen. Then you got Dallas there, plus 900. The Bucks 10-1, along with the Wolves and the Thunder at 10-1. Then you get the Knicks, the Sixers at 16-1, and then the Clippers, Suns 25-1, Warriors at 30-1, the Heat at 35-1, as well as the Los Angeles Lakers at 35-1. So looking at next season, right, I think when looking at Boston, the big question we got to ask ourselves is, if Boston doesn't make it to the NBA Finals, who's going to be the team out of the East that does? That's the question that we were asking ourselves this year. And we know that Boston got a very favorable path. They were clearly the best team in the East, but they also had a lot of help because a lot of key players for those other Eastern Conference teams were injured. Obviously, the Bucks didn't have Giannis. The Heat didn't have Jimmy Butler. The Knicks didn't have Julius Randle. And then guys got hurt throughout the playoffs. The Pacers, Haliburton was hurt for a couple of those games. And then Philadelphia, obviously, Embiid was working his way back from injury. And then when he got in the playoffs, he was not himself as well. Boston 100% should be this big a favorite. If I had to pick right now, they would be my pick to go back to the NBA Finals. I am worried about Milwaukee because, again, we don't know what's going to happen with Damian Lillard, and I don't know if I trust him and Giannis to make a deep postseason run. Doc Rivers is their head coach as well. It just feels like Milwaukee had that one great run where they won their finals over Phoenix, and now it's Boston's time. The way that Boston is built, they still have a young core and they're set up for the future. I don't know if Milwaukee is going to be able to get past that. So, quite frankly, Milwaukee being the team in the East with the second fewest odds, I really don't agree with. I would look at some teams after them. The Knicks are certainly interesting. They have a superstar in Jalen Brunson, no denying that. He's terrific. Julius Randle, as I just mentioned, was hurt for this playoff run. So if he comes back next year, what is he going to look like? And obviously the Villanova trio to go along with Brunson, Hart, DiVincenzo, excellent. We'll see what they do with OG Anunoby. You would think that they would re-sign him. And there's been so much talk throughout the years, last 15, 20 years. It's New York City. It's MSG. It's the Knicks. Can they attract a big free agent? Well, now that you have Brunson, now that you have a superstar, and you've kind of established a winning culture, you made it to the playoffs, you went to the Eastern Conference semis, we'll start to see here over the next couple years if the Knicks are able to attract a big superstar, because it does feel like they're pretty close. Certainly Tibbs is always a concern, and the way that he coaches and the way that he runs his players in the ground, and will that be sustainable throughout a deep playoff series? But I certainly would like the Knicks more than I would like the Bucks heading in to next season. The Sixers are also an interesting team and might be one of the few teams worth potentially betting at this point in time, just because they're the team that is definitely one of those at the top of the list that you think could make a big move this offseason. They have a GM in Daryl Morey who's always willing to pull the trigger. They've been rumored towards LeBron. They've been rumored towards Paul George. The Paul George one does feel like it has some traction to it. The tough thing about Philly is even if they do land another great player to go along with Embiid and Maxey, Joel Embiid has shown us nothing throughout his career that you can trust him to stay healthy. He just hasn't done it. There's no question he's one of the top players in the NBA. He's one of the top talents. He would have won MVP for a second straight year if he stayed healthy. He just hasn't been able to do that. When you get to the playoffs and it's so physical and the game's called differently and you're constantly knocked down to the floor, I just don't know if Embiid is going to be able to stay healthy. So I see both sides with the Sixers because they could make a move. So maybe you want to get in on those odds early, but also with Embiid and the question marks around him to stay healthy makes me want to stay away from them. I think the bet right now, if you're looking for Eastern Conference teams, would be the Miami Heat at 35-1, just because, again, Heat culture, right? We talk about that term all the time, but Spoelstra's still there. Jimmy Butler was hurt. I don't think they would have beaten Boston even if Butler was there, but certainly that core of Bam, Jimmy Butler, Tyler Hero, and they have also been rumored the last few offseason to land some big names. We all thought Damian Lillard was going to Miami. Didn't end up happening, so maybe the Heat could acquire somebody that could help their team. Certainly like that price at 35-1. And then in the Western Conference, it is intriguing with those three big teams, right? The Nuggets, the Wolves, and the Thunder are the three teams that I'm looking at. OKC is probably the team set up best for the future. All that young talent, SGA is a superstar, all the draft picks that they have, they can make certain kind of moves. Still does feel like maybe they're like a piece away from really getting over that hump. Minnesota, the biggest thing for them is that they can beat Denver. That's the team that they're matched up to beat. They just got to get other guys on their team that can help them when they go up against the Dallas, goes up against teams with better perimeter guards. But as of right now, the Nuggets would be the bet. If I could place any bet right now in the NBA futures market for next season, it'd be Denver at plus 750 because Jokic is the most durable superstar that we have in the NBA. They'll be pissed off with how this year ended, having a 20-point lead in the second half against Minnesota, and I just love the value. If Denver played Boston in the NBA Finals this year, I think Denver wins the championship. So the fact that you're getting better than 2-1 on their price with Boston, plus 750 compared to the plus 300 with Boston, I think Denver would probably be the play for me at plus 750. As for the NHL tonight, one play I love in this game is for the Oilers to score first at minus 105. We took this in game 4. It was successful. I think much like Boston last night, after a no-show in game 4, they came back and took care of business in game 5. A lot of people probably expect the Panthers to do the same tonight. No-show in game 4. You get blown out 8-1. You come back home. You take care of business. I do think the Panthers win this game, but I do think the Oilers get off to a good start and lead 1-0, and then the Panthers take it from there, and they win the Stanley Cup. But Oilers to score the first goal, minus 105, my favorite bet tonight in the NHL. All right, it's a tee it up Tuesday. Let's talk some golf. Travelers Championship this week. Always a great event. Went to the Travelers Championship about 3 years ago. Beautiful course, great event, massive crowds, great field this week. Elevated event. All the big names are playing on the PGA Tour outside of Rory McIlroy, of course, who just decided that he is not going to play this week after what happened at Pinehurst, and he's going to get ready for when they go out to Europe in July for the Scottish Open and the Open Championship. But I really wasn't going to bet Rory this week, so doesn't make much of a difference for me. There are some guys that I like, though. I'm going with one of the favorites this week, and that is Xander Schauffele at plus 750. So the Travelers Championship is one of those courses. It's a Pete Dye golf course, and anybody that bets on golf, when you hear a Pete Dye golf course, you got to have a good ball striker. You got to have somebody who's good off the tee. You have to have an excellent iron player, and that is what Xander Schauffele is. Scottie Scheffler, as we know, is the best golfer on planet Earth. He's unbelievably good. He's an incredible ball striker, but the one flaw in his game is his putting. Xander might be the best well-rounded golfer in the world. He really doesn't have any flaws, and now that he's won a PGA Championship and he has gotten that monkey off of his back and won a major, I think Xander could maybe have a couple more wins here down the stretch of this season. He won this event a couple years ago in 2022. He has 4 top 20 finishes on this golf course, comes in great form with the top 8 finish at Pinehurst last week. So Xander Schauffele, going to be my guy at plus 750, and I lay some juice on him as well, minus 150 to finish in the top 10. Another guy I like is his best friend on tour, Patrick Cantlay at 20-1. Cantlay is minus 165 to finish in the top 20 this week. I like that play because in the last 6 times that Cantlay has played this course, he's finished top 15 or better. He's never finished outside the top 15, so I'll gladly lay the minus 165 for Cantlay to finish in the top 20, but I do like him to win this week. You look at kind of the course history for the Travelers this week and where they're playing at TPC River Highlands. Course history matters a ton at the Travelers Championship. It's one of the most predictive tournaments year after year, and there are certain courses that Cantlay always plays well, and this is always one of them, and we're getting him off of a great performance. He was kind of having a sluggish season a little bit. He was kind of stuck in neutral, but after a really good performance at the U.S. Open, I think he's got some confidence heading into the Travelers this week, so we'll take Patrick Cantlay at 20-1. Another guy that I like, Sam Burns at 33-1. Top 20 on Sam Burns is minus 120. I would take that as well. So the course this week is a par 70. It's 6,800 yards. It's one of the smaller courses that they play on the PGA Tour. So you're going to have to plot your way around this course. What I love about it is the past winners here, some of them have been bombers, some of them have been guys that hit it a mile off the tee, and others have been shorter hitters, and Burns is playing really well right now. He's usually really good on Bermuda greens, which is what they're playing this week, and also a guy that's in really good form. Sam Burns' last 3 starts, he's finished in the top 15 in all 3 of them. He's been playing a lot of golf lately. This is his 4th straight week of playing golf, so I like that we continue to play Sam Burns. He continues to tee it up, and he's been playing really good golf. I think you got awesome value on Sam Burns. And as I mentioned, Pete Dye golf course, got to be a good iron player. Sam Burns, excellent iron player, and usually plays well on courses that yield a ton of birdies. So I'll take Sam Burns this week at 33-1. Also, the way that I would bet this week, because there's no cut, there's only 71 players in the field. It's an elevated event, so it's an invite only. It makes the placement market this week very tough. So, B Mills, I see your question. Scottie Scheffler, top 5 again this week, even though he let us down last week. I would lay the juice with Scottie this week, B Mills, just because, again, Scottie Scheffler, top 5 is usually an auto play on the PGA Tour. But it's tough this week because, again, there's not many guys in the field. There's only 71 teeing it up, and there's no cut. It makes it more difficult. So I'm looking more this week in the head-to-head market. And there are a couple of head-to-head matchups on BetMGM that I like. The first one's going to be Patrick Cantlay at plus 110 over Ludvig Åberg. Love Ludvig, but I like him better on more difficult golf courses. And as I just said with Cantlay, this is a place where he's never finished worse than 15th. So Patrick Cantlay plus 110 over Ludvig. I think is a good play. And then also give me Brian Harmon at minus 120 over Sepp Straka. I mentioned how good Cantlay has been at Travelers over the years. Brian Harmon has been even better. Five of the last 6 years, Brian Harmon has finished in the top 10 at the Travelers Championship. And this is the time of the year where Brian Harmon starts to get rolling. When we get into the summer months, when it starts to get nice outside, he won the Open Championship last year. Brian Harmon, minus 120 over Sepp Straka, is another matchup that I like this week at the Travelers. Let's go to Model Making Money now. Check in with Kate Constable joining us here on a Tuesday. Kate, always great to see you. What are the five-star plays BetQL has for us today?
Hey, BJ, good to see you as well. Five-star play, Dodgers run line, -1.5 against the Rockies. These two teams played yesterday. Dodgers won 9-5. These games are also being played in Colorado, so higher scoring games as well. Austin Gomber on the mound for the Rockies. He's given up 15 runs in his last three games, only went three innings in two of those, five innings in the other, and the Rockies bullpen, it's pretty awful. So Model loves Dodgers on the run line, -1.5. That's our five-star play in MLB today.
All right, very good. Kate, what about your best bets for tonight? What do you like on the slate?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Panthers on the money line. You have to lay a little bit. I believe it's minus 145 over at BetMGM, but I think the Panthers wrap up the series, win the Stanley Cup title tonight, similar to what we saw in the NBA Finals. You know, Boston kind of laid an egg in that game four, came back in game five last night and just kind of put the beat down on the Mavs. I think we're going to see a similar storyline in this NHL Finals tonight. Panthers, same thing. Oilers just smoked them in game four, go back game five, bounce back game. Bobrovsky has been phenomenal. He's outplayed Stuart Skinner significantly. And the Oilers make a ton of mistakes. And that's something that even though Edmonton gets a ton of shots on goals or has outshot the Panthers in this series, Florida doesn't make many mistakes at all. And that's kind of where these two teams differ. So I think this series, or the season rather, ends tonight. I'm going to take Panthers on the money line.
If that's the case, Kate, we get the best trophy celebration in sports with the Stanley Cup. I agree with you. I think the Panthers take care of business tonight as well. We had a champion crown last night with the Boston Celtics as they win the NBA Finals over Dallas. Kate, never too early to look to next season. We were talking about that at the beginning of the show. Boston heavily favored to go back-to-back next year at plus 300. Denver right behind them. You got the Timberwolves, the Thunder, the Bucks are up there. Looking at next season, any current bets that you would make right now at any of those prices?
I would look towards some of the teams that were younger or first-time teams to make a deep run in the playoff, and that's the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Oklahoma City Thunder. Having that experience of, I know the Thunder only made it to the second round and the Wolves to the conference finals, but having that experience I think is going to go a long way in just how players approach the finals, how they approach the offseason to get ready for a longer season again. So those are teams that I'm looking at. I mean, you could never talk me off wanting to bet on the Nuggets with Jokic on that team. As long as he's there, I think they always have a shot. And with the Celtics keeping their core intact, I mean, I don't want to lay plus 290 right now. I mean, that's kind of too short of a number. But they're a team that you can't count them out either. So there really isn't anyone too far down the board right now, PJ, that I would be looking at. I guess, if anything, maybe the Miami Heat, just because that Jimmy Butler, Heat culture, all that jazz, it didn't come to fruition this year. But their postseason, they seem to be somewhat in it every year. So the Heat down further down the board, 35-1. I think that would be something you could look at. But also, is Jimmy Butler going to be staying in Miami? We've heard rumors about him possibly on the move, or teams at least wanting to explore possible trade options or luring him to their side, with the Philadelphia 76ers being one of those teams. Hey, he might be pretty good on the Phillies though, PJ. I don't know. I feel like Jimmy Butler could be one of those players that plays multiple sports. But yeah, the Heat at 35-1, that's the only team down the board I'd look at.
Who do you think is Boston's biggest challenge in the East? Because that was the big topic of discussion this postseason, was just how really easy it was. And obviously there were a ton of injuries. Giannis was hurt. Butler, who you mentioned, was hurt. The Knicks had a ton of injuries. But like, looking at next season, I know you said you like the Heat. I agree with you. That was the team that stood out to me with the value. But like, is it the Bucks, the Knicks, the Sixers? Like, who's the team that you think would pose the biggest threat to Boston next year in the East?
It's more so the Heat or the Pacers, even. I mean, the Pacers need to improve defensively a little bit in order for them to compete I mean, they did make it to the Eastern Conference Finals this year. That's pretty good. I was going to say to compete with the big dogs. They kind of did. The Knicks, too. It looks like OG Anunoby is going to get a nice big contract. He'll be back. If the Knicks can stay healthy, Julius Randle being back this year will be big. I don't trust Philly because I don't trust Joel Embiid to stay healthy. And I don't know what we're getting with Giannis and Dame. I know Dame came out and said he didn't work out at all going into last season in the offseason because of the trade. He didn't want to risk getting hurt. And so maybe if he approaches this offseason a little bit differently, now that he's had a year in Milwaukee, things click a little bit better. But still, something just feels off about that team right now, that roster, that I'm not looking at the Bucks at all. So it would be Knicks and Pacers for me. And again, the Miami Heat.
All right. And Kate, now that the NBA is done, people are going to turn their attention more to the WNBA. And right now, the two teams that we thought would be towards the top, who met in the finals last year, are having two really good seasons in the Aces and the Liberty. Aces are plus 160, Liberty right behind them at plus 175. At this point in time, which team do you like better? Is it the Aces or is it the Liberty?
Right now, it's the Liberty because the Aces have been struggling. They've lost four of their last five. They rank seventh, and the league is only 12 teams deep. So six losses this year already for the Aces. They only had seven losses all of last season. It's going to be hard to three-peat. Everyone is after you. They're learning that night in and night out. And the Liberty have been great. They're 12-2, playing at a high level. They're competing with the best. So certainly the Liberty to win the title right now. And I mean, a caveat for the Aces, they've been without Chelsea Gray, arguably, well, second or third best player on that roster, top point guard. Jackie Young was injured. So they've had a rough patch, but right now the Liberty are by far the better team and the team that I trust more going forward.
All right, very good. She's Kate Constable joining us here on Send It In. Kate, appreciate the time as always. We'll talk again later in the week.
Sounds good. Thanks, PJ.
For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-to-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, it's time to talk some baseball. A little big league peeps, talk some college as well. We will start there, the college games. We got two more of them today in Omaha. We're going to start with an ACC matchup between Florida State and North Carolina. What gets going in about 40 minutes. FSU minus 125, UNC minus 105. I liked Florida State to win this thing before the College World Series started, so I'm certainly not going to get off of their bandwagon now. I'm going to keep taking the Seminoles. Really good bounce back performance against Virginia the other day after losing that heartbreaker to Tennessee. Florida State's offense has been excellent here in the tournament, and they just find a way to manufacture runs. I think that's going to be the difference for them today, so I like FSU minus 125. Then we have Kentucky and Florida. Kentucky minus 130, Florida plus 100. The thing, this game is tough. I'm probably going to pass on it. I think this could be a good game to bet live. This probably is going to be a one-run game, probably going to be a lower-scoring game as well. The thing that would concern me about the Gators is that they threw their best reliever yesterday for three innings to get the final eight outs against NC State. So is he going to be available today? How effective is he going to be going up against Kentucky, whose pitching continues to be very good throughout the tournament, but their bats have not been able to get the job done. Going up against a Florida pitching staff that's kind of been hit or miss, it's a tough game to call. So I like Florida State earlier today. Kentucky, Florida, probably going to be a pass, but if we can get like a +3.5, +4.5 with one of those teams on the run line, then I would be in on that. As for Major League Baseball, Cardinals and Marlins today in Miami. Lance Lynn against Rodri Munoz. Marlins are plus 125. The Cardinals are minus 150. Would only be Cardinals or pass for me today. Miami is really struggling. They're 1-8 in their last nine games. They're on a six-game losing streak. Don't feel great about laying a minus 150 with Lance Lynn on the road, but the Marlins have been really bad, so it would only be St. Louis or pass. As for the Reds and Pirates, you have Nick Lodolo going today for Cincinnati against Bailey Falter for Pittsburgh. Reds are minus 125, Pittsburgh plus 105. Lodolo in his last four starts, the Reds are 4-0 in those games, and he's given up two earned runs or fewer in those four games. I'll take Cincinnati on the money line today, minus 125. Padres and Phillies today in Philadelphia. B Mills wants to know Kyle Schwarber over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs with the wind blowing out. I like Schwarbs today, B Mills. I'll be with you on that. I also like Aaron Nola over 4.5 strikeouts tonight. for the Phillies. Last time he faced San Diego earlier this season, 10 punchouts against the Padres. 8 innings, 10 punchouts. I will take Aaron Nola over 4.5 Ks against that Padres lineup. Mariners and Guardians today in Cleveland. Bryce Miller against Tristan McKenzie. And every time McKenzie takes the mound for Cleveland, they've just been winning games. In his last 10 starts, Cleveland 9-1 in those games. Give me Tristan McKenzie and the Guardians minus 120 today on the money line. Nationals and D-backs in D.C., Jake Irvin against Slade Cicione. Cicione's been awful for the Diamondbacks here as of late. He's given up 6 earned runs or more in 3 of his last 5 starts. I'll take the Nats over 4.5 runs today at plus 100. Orioles and Yankees, huge 3-game set starting in the Bronx tonight. Yankees 1.5 games up in the AL East on Baltimore. Albert Suarez going for the O's against Nestor Cortez. Albert Suarez has been unbelievable this year for the Orioles. They picked him up and he's been incredible. He's got a sub-2 ERA. With all that being said, he hasn't faced the Yankees yet, and more importantly, he hasn't faced the Yankees yet in the Bronx. There's a reason why this total is 9, and Suarez and Cortez are having very good years. Orioles have the 3rd highest OPS in baseball against left-handed pitching. I'll take the over 9 tonight in Baltimore and New York. Red Sox Blue Jays in Toronto. Chris Bassett's been excellent as of late, and Tanner Houck's been very good this year as well. I'll take the under 7 in Blue Jays and Red Sox. Tigers and Braves today in Atlanta is going to be a pass for me. The Rays are at Minnesota today. Aaron Civale on the mound against Pablo Lopez. Lopez has really struggled. He's got an ERA over 5 this year, but he's going up against Aaron Civale. The Rays have lost the last 7 games in which Civale has pitched. I'll take Minnesota today on the money line. Mets and Rangers in a pick'em. How about the New York Mets? They've won 6 games in a row. They won 14-2 yesterday, but I always love taking teams off of a big blowout loss. I'll take Texas to bounce back minus 110 against the Mets. Giants and Cubs at Wrigley. Logan Webb against Justin Steele. Very good pitching matchup. Justin Steele's starting to get healthier, and he's starting to look like his old self. He's been very good in 3 of his last 4 starts, whereas Logan Webb's been a little bit shaky. I'll take the Cubs today, first 5 money line at minus 110. Astros and White Sox. You guys ready for a stinky one? Astros were minus 210 to start the day. Now they're minus 190. This line has moved 20 cents, and we know if people are betting on the White Sox and that line is moving, it's probably some pretty smart, pretty sharp bettors. I'm going to trust them. We're going to hold our nose. We're going to take the White Sox on the run line plus 1.5 at minus 105. Dodgers and Rockies today out at Coors Field. Kate mentioned the BetQL model likes LA on the run line. Nothing for me, but they like the Dodgers. Brewers and Angels. We said the stinkiest line in baseball yesterday was the Angels in a pick'em against the Brewers. Well, the Angels end up winning that game. Today, the line looks much more like it probably should, with the Brewers at minus 145 and the Angels plus 120. I'll take the Brewers in a bounce back. And then finally, speaking of stinky lines, this one might be the stinkiest of the night. Royals minus 135 at the Athletics plus 115. Again, the A's just can't win games anymore. One of the worst teams in baseball. Kansas City's having an awesome year. Alec Marsh has been pretty good for them going up against Hogan Harris. This line, I don't know if I can pull the trigger on Oakland, but it would only be Oakland or pass for me tonight at plus 115. All right, let's wrap up the show now. PJ's plays here on Send It In. I told you guys I like the over in that Yankees-Orioles game, and Adley Rutschman is a reason why, because he's going up against Nestor Cortez today, and Adley is great against Nestor in his career. 8-15. He's having a great season. We're at 4 in a row. Let's make it 5 in a row. We've taken Adley a couple times when he's had some great history against Jose Berrios. He's come through both of those games. We'll take him today against Nestor Cortez. My prop lock, I mentioned Aaron Nola over strikeouts. A bet I like even better at plus 155 is for Aaron Nola to have more strikeouts than his counterpart Michael King today for the Padres at plus 155 on BetMGM. As I mentioned, Aaron Nola, last time he faced the Padres, went 8 innings and struck out 10 batters. Trey Turner back in the lineup for Philadelphia, only going to help their lineup against Michael King. So I like that bet for Nola against King today, plus 155 for Nola to have more strikeouts. White Sox are going to be my dog of the day, plus 1.5 at minus 105 against the Astros. When I see line movement of 20 cents or more on a White Sox game, that's telling me something. We'll take the White Sox today to keep it close against the Astros. Shawnee Sharp, what are your thoughts on my White Sox bet, and who do you like today?
Yeah, the PJ Glasser, and the P stands for pain. That's what I think of it. It's gonna, you're in for a rough one tonight. I'm going to an AL Central counterpart. I'm going to the Guardians game here. I'm going Tristan McKenzie over 5.5 strikeouts. It actually just moved now to even money from -105. The Mariners strike out the most per game in the MLB. McKenzie's K percentage is right around Aaron Nola's at 22%, so he's in good company there. McKenzie's gone over this in two of his last three games. He's had five or more in his 9 of his last 10 games. So he's flirting around with that number, and you're just asking it one more against the worst strikeout team in baseball. So I like his chances here.
All right, very good. And then my best bet's going to be Patrick Cantlay, top 10 finish at the Travelers, +160. Again, Cantlay's teed it up 6 times here. He's never finished worse than 15th, coming off a great performance at the U.S. Open. Once again, our best bets for today, Adley Rutschman is going to be my guy and going streaking 8-for-15 in his career against Nestor Cortez. Aaron Nola to have more strikeouts today than Michael King, +155, is going to be my prop lock. White Sox, dog of the day, +1.5 against the Astros. Shawnee Sharpe going Tristan McKenzie over 5.5 strikeouts. And my best bet will be Patrick Cantlay, +160 to finish in the top 10 at the Travelers. Full golf card tomorrow on the show. We'll obviously recap Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final. We'll talk some more baseball as well. Thanks again to Kate Constable for joining us. If you guys missed any part of the show, we got you covered. Go check out the Send It In podcast. Listen, rate, subscribe, review. We'll see you tomorrow for a wonderful Wednesday. Have a great rest of your day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma's designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.